You're listening to Insight on Capital Public Radio. I'm Beth Duncan in for Beth Ryak. On Wednesday, the Sacramento Republic FC will be hosting a free refugee soccer tournament and community carnival in honor of World Refugee Day. And I'm joined in studio by local photojournalist Micah Albert. Welcome, Micah.
Thank you.
Nice to have you here. Carrie Hamm, Office Director of World Relief Sacramento.
Thanks, Beth.
Welcome. And Ben Gumpert, President and Chief Operating Officer of the Sacramento Republic FC.
Good morning, Beth.
Good
it's great to be
you.
Here.
Yes, good to have you all here. Thanks for coming in this morning. Soccer, played around the world, popular. And how are you going to use this sport's universal appeal for this event? How did it all come about? Who'd like to take that?
You know, I've been really fortunate with the gift of perspective, being able to travel to quite a number of countries throughout Africa and the Middle East. And I'm terrible at actually playing, but actually seeing kids play throughout, you know, civil war and extreme hardship, and seeing this joy come to the surface in such a universal way in so many different places. There was so much common denominator internationally as well as what's going on here locally.
And that's Micah Albert. This next question is for Carrie Hamm. And Sacramento is the largest resettlement location, which surprises people sometimes, for refugees in the U.S. How many refugees are resettled here?
Well, Sacramento does have a long history of accepting refugees. Since the beginning of the refugee program, Sacramento has welcomed over 30,000 into the city. And just over the last 2 years, Sacramento has been the most welcoming city in the U.S., as you said, and has resettled over 5,000 just last year alone.
And that is Carrie Hamm, again, Office Director of World Relief Sacramento. Can you explain what it takes for someone to be considered a refugee and what that process is for resettling in the U.S.?
Sure. And the purpose of the tournament that we're doing tomorrow is to highlight both the global problem, the global crisis, but also Sacramento. And so to your question, there are over 65 million people who have been forcibly displaced in the world today, which is a massive number. But 22 million of those have fled across a national border, gone through a vetting process by the UN, and been deemed an official refugee. And so of those, approximately 1.2 million get recommended for resettlement, because the UN looks for, of those 22 million, the UN looks for a durable solution. Can they go home? And of course, everybody wants to go home. But second, can they stay where they are? Can the local economy take them? And many times the answers to those first two questions are no. And third, can they be resettled into a third country? Mm-hmm. And so at that point, the resettling countries of the world, of which the United States is one, accepts refugees. And so those refugees are coming to Sacramento, and we're leading the nation and the world in accepting refugees who are fleeing persecution.
And that is Carrie Hamm that you're listening to. I'm also talking with photojournalist Micah Albert and Ben Gumpert, President and Chief Operating Officer of the Sacramento Republic FC. What are you hoping that all the attendees, Ben, are going to take away from this soccer tournament and carnival this week? And what do you want refugees and immigrants to understand?
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned it even with your first question, right? We're sitting on day six, I believe, of the World Cup, right? Soccer is the world's game, and you see it on a global level, really at every level. From youth to some of the best players in the world that we're watching now.
When kids first start walking, right, the next thing they do.
Exactly. You gotta kick the ball around. So you know, taking that in our own world here in Sacramento, and certainly from the Sacramento Republic standpoint, we take the privilege of wearing the Sacramento on our chest, and what that means is it's far bigger than soccer. It's how do we use our platform here to make sure platform as soccer. But just to elevate who Sacramento is, and how do we bring people together to make this a better place to live, work, and play. And so that'll be on full display tomorrow. You've heard from Carrie and Micah talking about the great work that they do in this community, and for us to utilize soccer as a platform to bring people together. We have signups went extremely fast. We have over 10 teams playing. We'll have about 1,000 people watching. We're getting incredible support from our fans that just want to come out and support these guys that are playing. And more than anything, we want to, again, use this as a platform to bring people together, to educate people on an issue that's certainly not just a global issue, but one that means a lot to us in Sacramento, and one that we need to continue to work on to make this the place that we all want this to be.
And you made this a free event.
Absolutely.
So people can just show up. Is there anything they need to know about the day to be prepared, or do they just come and enjoy?
They just got to come in and enjoy, and with an open mind. They're going to see some great soccer, no doubt. They're going to get a root on, you know, whoever they want. And we're going to also celebrate these same players on Saturday for our game. So if those that can't make it tomorrow, they should certainly come out to our match on Saturday night against St. Louis. We'll be, you know, giving a trophy to the winning teams and honoring some of the players. And again, I would say for our fans, too, we've had a long history, even with Sacramento Republic, with refugees. One of our players that won a championship in 2014, Gabe Gissey, Emra Clementa, mm-hmm. another famous player. Gabe Gissey was a child who grew up in Liberia, a country ravaged by civil war. He came as a refugee, and he talked about soccer saving his life. And so it's neat to see this, you know, in our small window, soccer used as a platform for good in this way.
And Carrie, one more question for you. Are these refugees that are signed up to play on the teams and whatnot, did they bring soccer with them from their countries, or did they get here and become soccer players and fans?
I think you can absolutely say that they brought soccer with them. Soccer is truly a global sport, and it's what brings people together. And we're seeing it on display tomorrow. There's a lot of ways for people to get involved, and one of them is, as we said, to come. And soccer is a way of convening, and World Relief, that's what we believe in. We believe in bringing people together. We believe that refugees enrich our community, mm-hmm. make our community stronger, bringing people together. Soccer is just one way of doing that.
Well, I've been speaking with photojournalist Micah Albert, Carrie Hamm, Office Director of World Relief Sacramento, and Ben Gumpert, President and Chief Operating Officer of Sacramento Republic FC. And we're talking about Sacramento Republic FC's Refugee Soccer Tournament and Community Carnival. It is a free event that will be held tomorrow. That's Wednesday, June 20th at Papa Murphy's Park. Thank you all for making the trek to come in this morning.
No, we appreciate it, Beth. Thank you very much.
Appreciate you guys, and I hope you have a great turnout tomorrow and lots of fun for all involved.
That's right. Go Republic.
You.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for coming in on Insight. We will have more information if you would like to find details at our website at capradio.org/insight. You're listening to Insight on your NPR station, Capital Public Radio.